In the picture-perfect English town of Little Kilton, everyone knows what happened 5 years ago. Popular 17-year-old Andy Bell disappeared, and her boyfriend Sal Singh confessed to her murder in a text message before taking his own life. Case closed. Justice served. At least, that's what everyone believes. Everyone except Pippa Fitzamobi. For her senior project, this high-achieving student decides to re-examine the case that has defined her community for half a decade. What begins as an academic exercise quickly transforms into something far more dangerous, as Pip discovers that beneath Little Kilton's manicured lawns and polite smiles lies a town full of secrets worth killing to protect. The investigation starts with a simple question. Why would a brilliant student like Sal leave such obvious evidence? Why confess via text rather than in person? And most puzzlingly, why would someone planning to confess to murder take sleeping pills in the woods rather than turning themselves in? These inconsistencies nag at Pip, suggesting that the town's accepted narrative might be built on a foundation of convenient assumptions rather than facts. Pip's first move is perhaps her boldest, approaching Ravi Singh, Sal's younger brother, who still lives in the house marked by spray-painted slurs and broken windows. Their initial meeting crackles with tension and awkwardness until Pip states her purpose plainly. "I don't think your brother did it, and I'm going to try to prove it." This unlikely partnership becomes the emotional core of the story. Pip brings analytical brilliance, methodical investigation techniques, and unflinching determination. She creates detailed production logs, conducts formal interviews, and builds an elaborate murder board with red string connecting potential suspects. But it's Ravi who provides the human perspective that balances Pip's sometimes clinical approach, reminding her that Sal wasn't just a case file, but the best person I ever knew. Their relationship evolves from wary collaboration to genuine friendship as they face mounting danger together. When Pip receives threatening messages and her beloved dog Barney is killed, she initially abandons the investigation. Ravi's response, "My brother was murdered. Are we going to forget everything, curl up and hide, or do we fight?" encapsulates the moral courage that drives them both forward, even as the stakes become increasingly personal. As Pip investigates, Andy Bell's perfect victim image unravels. Behind her curated social media presence lay a complex young woman secretly dealing drugs with Howie Bowers, keeping her stash and a burner phone under a loose floorboard. Andy manipulated friends, bullied classmates, and maintained several secret relationships. These revelations don't justify her murder, but provide crucial context for understanding her disappearance. They highlight how communities often sanitize victims posthumously, creating simplified narratives that obscure complicated truths. The real Andy was neither saint nor villain, just a teenage girl navigating complex social dynamics while harboring secrets and insecurities. The investigation pivots when Pip discovers a photograph proving Sal was with his friends hours after they claimed he left on the night Andy disappeared. This destroys his alibi and reveals his friends, Max, Naomi, Jake, and Millie, were actually covering up a hit-and-run accident that permanently disabled someone. Someone knew this secret and leveraged it to pressure them into lying about Sal's whereabouts, effectively framing him for murder. Little Kilton's picturesque exterior masks a disturbing underworld of exploitation and abuse. The calamity parties attended by teenagers exemplify this, seemingly innocent gatherings where drinks are routinely spiked with Rohypnol, supplied through Andy's distribution network. When victims like Emma Hutton reported being drugged, their complaints reached Officer Daniel De Silva, whose connections to key suspects created clear conflicts of interest. His superficial investigations reflect a broader institutional failure that allowed predators to operate with impunity. Even more disturbing is the relationship between English teacher Elliot Ward and Andy Bell. Their meetings at the Ivy House Hotel, documented through coded planner entries, reveal a pattern of exploitation. Though Ward later claims he was blackmailed, evidence suggests a deliberate grooming process that began months before their physical relationship. As Pip's investigation deepens, she faces escalating threats. Anonymous notes in her locker, her laptop hacked to display hundreds of warnings, and most devastatingly, the abduction and killing of her dog, Barney, demonstrating her pursuers will harm those she loves. These threats serve as both intimidation tactics and vital clues that Pip gradually pieces together. The investigation culminates in two revelations that fundamentally reshape the narrative. First, Pip uncovers that Elliot Ward, her friend Kara's father and a respected teacher, murdered Sal Singh to conceal his inappropriate relationship with Andy Bell. After an argument where he believed he had accidentally caused Andy's death, Elliot methodically orchestrated Sal's murder, drugging him with stolen sleeping pills, suffocating him, planting evidence, and sending a fake confession from Sal's phone. The second devastating twist reveals that Becca Bell, Andy's seemingly timid older sister, was responsible for Andy's actual death. The sister's fatal confrontation occurred after Becca discovered Andy had supplied the Rohypnol used to drug and rape her at a party. When Andy fell during their argument and began choking, Becca made the momentous decision to watch silently as her sister struggled for breath, later concealing the body in an abandoned septic tank. These revelations are powerful because they emerge naturally from complex character motivations. Elliot's actions, while horrific, stem from his desperate desire to protect his daughters after becoming a single parent. Similarly, Becca's fatal moment of inaction grows from years of living in Andy's shadow and enduring her sister's cruelty, culminating in the ultimate betrayal of her trust. The aftermath brings both justice and painful reckonings. Elliot Ward pleads guilty to murdering Sal, while Becca Bell faces charges for her role in Andy's death. The Singh family finally sees Sal's reputation restored, though, as Ravi notes, they now have our boy back, but nothing can erase their years of suffering. Resolution creates new wounds even as it heals old ones. Kara Ward's world implodes as she confronts her father's guilt. Her subsequent silence toward Pip shows how justice can permanently fracture even the strongest friendships. Multiple families must reconcile with their loved ones' roles in the tragedy, while the community faces its culpability in embracing a false narrative built on racial prejudice. What elevates this story beyond typical YA mystery is its refusal to offer neat closure. While the legal system provides justice, the emotional aftermath remains messy. Families are permanently altered, friendships lie in ruins, and the community must reckon with its complicity. True redemption requires questioning assumptions, confronting biases, and accepting responsibility for the stories we choose to believe. Pip's journey reminds us that truth is rarely comfortable but always necessary. The most dangerous threats often come disguised as neighbors and friends, and the most insidious lies are the ones an entire community agrees to believe.